So we're going to show you how the SSL works in web applications. So I'm just going to create a new web application. I'm going to call this one Plankytronics. I'm going to put it into the North Europe region and hit Create Web. It takes about 15 seconds. Let's time that. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. Oh, 9 seconds. Less than 9 seconds. Right, okay, if I drill into this, we'll see some features. If I look at scale, there are four scales: free, shared, basic, and standard. I'm currently in the free mode, and people will tell you that SSL is not available in free mode. It's not true. Let me just show you what I mean. Wait for this configure section to come alive. Oh, sorry, just what I want to show you is how you can use this website. So if I go to http://plankytronics.azurewebsites.net, which is the name of the site, then that should give me a website, which it does. And if I go to this is Chrome, it's not very nice with the HTTP part, is it? https://, and try that again. That works. You can see that that's actually worked. The irritating thing about Chrome is that it doesn't show me where the certificate is. I think if I do it in IE, it probably will. Let me just try that. Let's go to IE and go to https://plankytronics.azure. There it is. It's already got it. And you can see it says https. Plankytronics.azurewebsites.net. If I hit this certificate button, I can actually view the certificate, and I can see the certification path is star.azurewebsites.net, was issued by Microsoft IT, which was issued by Baltimore Cyber Trust Root. So this is all websites in the azurewebsites.net domain that are running on Azure are automatically enabled for SSL. That's great. Let me just close that web browser down, go back to Chrome. So if I go back to Azure and I show you the management, that was even in the free tier. You saw I was in the free tier. If I come back here now and I move this up to basic tier, oh sorry, while I'm still in the free tier, let me go back, show you configure. One of the things I can't do with this is I can't have a custom domain name. You can see there I've got no button here which allows me to manage domains. I need to move out of the free tier for that. So let me move out of the free tier. Go to scale. I'll go into the shared tier. Save that setting. Takes a few moments for the save to occur. Dismiss all the completed ones and just look at what's actually happening. Save that. So now if I go configure, what we'll see now when I come down here is I get a manage domains button. Now, one thing that's still missing though is the ability to upload certificates. It says SSL certs can only be uploaded in basic or standard mode. And what mode am I in? I'm in shared mode. So although I can have a custom domain name in shared mode, I can't have a custom domain name with an SSL protection on it. So I need to move to basic for that. So I'll do that, save that change. Again, that takes a few moments. And let's dismiss all the completed ones, wait for this one to complete. Looks like that's done. Yep. So now when I go back to configure, we'll find that not only can I manage domains, but I can also upload certificates. Right, okay, so let's now come down here. You can see I can now upload a certificate and I can also manage domains. Now, before I can use a certificate on a custom domain, I need to create a custom domain. So Let me just show you. If I click Manage Domains, it allows me to put in here, for example, Plankytronics.com. And if I'm going to do that, I need an A record in a DNS provider which has got this IP address in it. Now, I do have that. If I go in here, this is GoDaddy, my domain, Plankytronics.co.uk. If I go to the zone file, I'll show you I've already got a record here. The host record is at 23.102.21.198. That's exactly the same as what Azure was suggesting I should put it at, 23.102.21.198. But before I can actually have a domain that's going to work in that way, Azure wants to know that I own this domain name. So what it says is, can you create a record called the AW Verify record at your domain name? And can you point it to an answer, which is awverify.plankytronics.azurewebsites.net? So let me just do that in Notepad so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. So Azure is going to send a query to see whether I can... It's going to send a query to DNS, to GoDaddy's DNS, and it's going to expect a certain answer. So the query it's going to send is, it's going to query awverify dot plankytronics.co.uk, and it's going to expect to see back awverify.plankytronics.azurewebsites.net. So that's the query and the result it expects to see. Let's just change the font on that so you can see it a little bit better. That's what it's going to expect to see. Now, I've already set that up in my DNS provider. So if I go here, I come down to the CNAME records. I've got this record called awverify dot, come up here, plankytronics.co.uk. And that is going to return, if I do a query on it, it's going to return awverify.plankytronics.azurewebsites.net. In other words, Azure will then realize, because it's asked me to put this string in here, that if it gets that string back, that I must own this domain because I've obviously been able to edit the zone file. So I've got that done. That means when I go back to Azure and I type in the domain I want to use here, plankytronics.co.uk, I type in plankytronics, let's put .com. What's this little thing here? Now that's the wrong domain name. I want it to be called plankytronics.co.uk. And you can see it's come up with a little exclamation mark here saying, you know, you've got to set this CNAME record up in your provider properly. So if I put the correct domain name in here, .uk, watch what happens now. It comes up with a little green tick, and that means that this is all set up well. So if I click that OK, that means I can now use plankytronics.co.uk to get access to my new website. So let me just prove that. If I go in here and I type... plankytronics.co.uk, click OK, it should take me to that website, and it's done that quite okay. But if I type https plankytronics.co.uk, let me try that again, https://plankytronics.co.uk, doesn't work. That it's not actually working. Things have gone wrong. I've got the wrong certificate. Things are not working properly. Okay, so what I've got to do now is I've got to set SSL up. The way I set SSL up is I need an SSL binding between the domain name I want, plankytronics.co.uk, the certificate, which I don't have yet, and it's going to be an IP-based certificate. So the thing I need to do is I need to upload a certificate, and that means I need to create a certificate request. Now, the easiest way to do that is to use Internet Information Server to do it, IIS. And what we would do is we'd go to server certificates here, and you can see there's a create certificate request option here. So I'll do that. I put in the name of the certificate I want, so it's going to be plankytronics.co.uk. So the common name needs to be the name of the site. The organization, I'll just put Plankytronics. The organizational unit, I'll put Plankytronics. The city I'll put as Reading, because that's where I am right now. The state I'll put as BE for Berkshire. And then the country will be GB, not UK, but GB. I click Next. I'm going to have a 4096-bit key. And it says, where do you want to save this request? So I'll put it into Documents, Certs, plankytronics.co.uk.cert.request.1.txt. Open that. So it's going to finish that off. It's now writing the file, and I'll show you what the contents of the file are like in a second. Right, so we've got our certificate request that's gone in. Let's have a look at that file. There it is. So it says begin new certificate request. It's got all this crypto stuff in it, and then at the end it says end new certificate request. So I'm going to need that in a few moments, so let me just copy it all into the paste buffer. And let me now go to a certification authority. Now, I've created a fake certification authority called ca1.verisignca.com. It's pretending to be VeriSign. So let me just go there. Not that one, that one there. ca1.verisignca.com. And I'm going to request a certificate. Now, if you went to the genuine VeriSign, obviously the UI would be different, and you'd be asked a lot more questions about, you know, you'd have to be asked a lot of questions so that they could get in touch with you from a marketing point of view. Clearly, that doesn't happen when you've got your own CA, and I've set up my own CA to do this. So I'm going to request a certificate. It's going to be an advanced certificate request, and this is what I do. So you will end up with a box on your certificate authority in which you type that certificate request in, or you paste it in, like I've just done there. You'll then specify that you want an SSL certificate for a web server. I'm not going to have any extra attributes, and I submit that request. So what that's done now is it's going to issue me with a certificate. So I'm going to download that certificate. Oh, here we go. Cert new. Where on earth does it put that? I don't really know Chrome very well. Says open it. Where does that go? Oh, this is really irritating. I just don't know Chrome well enough to know where that's gone. That's actually okay, because I think I can copy it to a file. Put it into a certificate file, and I will put that file in. Oh, it's put it into downloads. Look, I'm going to put mine in desktop. Why is documents missing? Planky documents certs. So I'm going to call this plankytronics.co.uk.cert.1, because this is my new certificate. The file name is not valid. Why? What is wrong with that? Does Chrome stop you doing a certain file name? That's strange. Let me just go into downloads now. Downloads. Is that the one? 2:43 p.m. 2:45. Yeah, that's the one. All right, I'll just use that one. Let me exit from this. I've no idea why Chrome is stopping me from putting that file name in there. It's a perfectly valid file name, but let's live with that. Right, so I'll get hold of that. I'll copy it. I like to keep everything nice and neat, keep everything in the same place. So let's put it in here. I'll paste it. And so this is actually going to be called plankytronics.co.uk.certificate.1. So it's not a certificate request, it's an actual certificate. Okay, so the next thing I've got to do is finish off that certificate request. So when IIS created the certificate request, it generated a public and a private key. The private key is still hanging around waiting for the rest of the certificate to come and join it. So I do that by completing the certificate request. So I complete this here, and it says, where is the response? Where's that file that I just downloaded? So that's that one there. I'll give this a friendly name. Let's call it plankytronics.co.uk. That makes sense. Put it in this personal certificate store, and I click OK. So there is that certificate now. It's issued by my CA, ca1.verisign.com, and it's been issued to plankytronics.co.uk. Okay, now the trouble is that this certificate is in a .cer format and I need it in a PFX format to upload it to Azure. So what I next do is I can export the certificate, and I can export it to here. Let's call it plankytronics.co.uk.cert.pfx, and it's going to save it as a PFX file. Actually, let me do it as .cert.1pfx. I know which one it is then. Click open. Now it's asking me to protect the private key with a password, because I am going to send this certificate over the internet, and anybody who intercepts it could get hold of my private key. Okay, so let's just check in the file system and see that that's there. There it is. There's the certificate. So the next thing for me to do is to upload that certificate to Azure. So for that, I go back to the portal. I click upload a certificate, and I browse for that file. So I know that it's in on the desktop in Planky documents certificates, and it's that one there, isn't it? The PFX file. So I click that. I've got to put the password in here, because this will allow Azure now to unlock the private key, which it's going to need. Okay, so it's uploading the certificate, and now you can see the certificate is loaded up here. It's got a 2-year, it lasts for 2 years. So that means now I can set this up with SSL. So I can go into the SSL bindings and I say, for the site which is called plankytronics.co.uk, pick my certificate, which is called plankytronics.co.uk, and specify that I want to have an IP-based SSL connection. I've done all of that wrong. Look, I've picked... Let me close that down. I've got to do it again. Choose the domain name, that's correct. Choose the certificate. It's very easy to click the wrong button here. Look, I've got to do that one. Click that. And choose whether it's SNI or SSL. I've got to do that one. Okay, so I've got my plankytronics.co.uk site. I've got the certificate, and I've told it that it's an IP-based SSL. I now save that. Save that configuration away. Say OK. We'll say yes to it. We'll wait for it to complete. All these other things have worked. That's worked as well. So that means in theory now I should be able to go to https://plankytronics.co.uk, which is running in Azure. So shall we try it? Was it this one? No, not that one. So if we go to https://plankytronics.co.uk this time. plankytronics.co.uk, and we should get an answer. And we do, but I can't see. It's irritating that I can't see the... Oh, there's the certificate. Look, maybe it'll show me. plankytronics.co.uk. Does it show me the certificate? No, it doesn't. Doesn't actually show me the certificate settings, maybe. Oh, no, forget that. We're in God knows where now. Let me just go into IE. That'll show me the certificate. If I go to https://plankytronics.co.uk, that's the site. And then if I click the little certificate thing here, we can view the certificate, and we'll see in the certification path that the certificate for plankytronics.co.uk was issued by ca1.verisignca.com, which is the CA that I created. You'll have your own CA when you do it. So you've now got an Azure website which has got custom SSL certificate for a custom domain name. Great, I hope you found that useful.